even your very
okay, we are beginning, gentlemen, the 8th chapter, Hilchos Bechoras, Halacha Dalid. Remember, we're talking about, we said, not only horseshoes and hand grenades does close count, but even the 9th and the 11th count, it counts to a certain degree, as we explained yesterday. So now, we said that sometimes the 9th, if it's counted as the 10th, has a minimal amount of Kedusha that would require for you to wait for it to be blemished before you could eat it. Sometimes the 11th, if you call it 10th, under certain circumstances, has a Kedusha as a Shlomim. But the 10th always is Kaddish, no matter what. Even if you don't count it, it's Kaddish. So we're continuing along that theme on Halacha Dalet. Yatsu chiv asiri ke'echod. The really supposed to have room for only one to go out at a time. That went okay for the first 8. But then somehow the 9th and the 10th, they went through the gate at the same time. Oh. Photo finish. Remember by horse racing, there's these photo finishes.
Do they have that?
So over here, they have the photo finish ke'echod. So now, so what's going to happen? What does bein shekara shneim asiri, whether you call them both 10, Bain Shakaram Chi, whether we call them both 9, doesn't really matter.
They're both Kaddish.
What's going to happen? Well, one thing for sure happened. One went Kaddish through as the 9th, and one went through as the 10th. And the one that came through as the 10th, that one is certainly Kaddish. Okay, it's possible, maybe the 9th one could have been considered the 10th backdoor, and therefore you'd have to wait for it to develop a blemish. Because you don't know, maybe you called 1-9, 1-10, maybe you called the 9th 10, or the 10th 9, whatever. So, therefore, one we know for sure is the 10th, and that is for sure Kaddish.
You don't know which one.
Of course you don't, so we're not finished yet.
Okay.
And then the other one is going to be considered the 9th that you counted as 10th.
Right.
Let's say they both went through and you called them both 10. So the 9th you call 10, and the 10th you call 10.
Yeah.
All right? Or, so in that case, one is for sure the 10th, and one is the 9th that has to wait for a blemish of vote.
Right.
If you both counted them 9, well then, maybe one of them is for sure holy, the other one is for sure not. But we don't know what's going on over here.
No,
so therefore, they're both going to be deemed as Shnehem Mikudashim. They both will be sanctified out of Suffolk. And therefore, we go to the common denominator. The Yechlo Bemumam, you wait till they develop a blemish. Vainim Craven, they're not brought as a Corbin, as a 10th animal.
For both of them.
Because you don't know what their status is. And the minimum is that one was the 9th that was called 10th, and that is brought in the blemish. The 10th really should be brought as a Corbin, but you don't know which one is 9 and which one is 10. So clearly, even the 10th, that is the for sure Bechor, if it develops a mum, then you could bring it as a mundane sacrifice. So that's what we do. We just wait for both animals to develop a mum, and they're not brought on the Mizbeach. Similarly, let's say the 10th and the 11th went out. Here it's going to be a little bit different over here.
He's a shlomim.
Because, yes, so one's going to be a miser, one's going to be a shlomim. Same krum asiri, if you call them both 10, hari asiri v'chadasor merevim zevazet. You have the 10th and the 11th are mixed up together.
Yeah.
They are both kaddish for sure, but we don't know what they're kaddish for.
Right.
One is kaddish as a 10th animal, a miser baby. One's Kodesh as a shlomim. For sure you can't shear them. For sure you can't work them. And if you do, you'd get lashed for that. But what are we going to consider it? We'll treat it like a miser behem animal that got mixed up with shlomim. Because the 11th is shlomim. So what do we do in that case? Well, now we got a problem. We can't both bring them as Meiser Behema. You can't bring them both as Shlamim. You can't do either one because they have different halachas. Because when a Meiser, there's different things in terms of the Chaza and Shok that are by Meiser Behema, the Chaza and Shok are eaten by the owners. The Shlamim needs the Chaza and Shok to be lifted up, and they're only given to the Kohanim. And since there's not that many Kohanim around, it could come out to be no sore. maybe creating a noser situation, because not be enough people quantum to eat that. So therefore, because of all these issues, so what do we do? We punt, sheyechu, and wait till they both develop blemishes, and then you're going to eat them in the blemish state. Kamosh baranam hilchas psula hamikdashim. Vim karin. But what if they call them both 10 and 11, both 11? He made a mistake. He called both 11. We make lots of mistakes in life. Hare hasiri. The 10th is the 10th, but the 11th has no kedusha at all, because it's not following the 10th, as it were. The chadasar, it's chulim, because you didn't call it the 10th. The only way the 11th has any kedusha, if you mistakenly called it the 10th. But since you call them both the 11, so the real one that's the 10th is the 10th no matter what you do. But the 11th is only going to be the 11th if you call it 10, and you didn't do that. So it's like, one that's meiser, one that's chulim, that's mixed up. You have to wait for a blemish to develop.
For both.
Because you don't know which is
for
one.
Both.
So is it the same result then?
All three is the same result.
Yes. Well, the only difference is if the both came out at the same, you call them both 10. 10 and 11 you call 10. But either way the difference is if you can't work them.
Shear them, whatever.
Okay, anyway. Halacha. Here's an interesting situation. Hisko limnos v'yotzu tchila shnayim. Okay, so let's say your pen was a little bit wide, the exit. So two go out, shem rishon v'sheni. It's the first two. V'ramona hakol zug v'zug, and they keep going out in pairs.
Oh no!
All right. So this is the first pair. So I call this pair number one, pair number two, until I come to the 10th pair, and I call pair number 10.
There's
Noah's Ark. Now 20 animals have gone out of the pen. Yeah. 20, two by two by
yeah,
two.
Yeah, yeah, I thought
two.
We were on to the 10.
Okay, so now what's going to be sanctified?
Yeah.
So Makadesh Zugasiri. And he makes the 10th pair. Both animals are going to be Miser because they're both the 10th. Because you've been calling everything 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Each pair is a unit.
So it's each one. So he has two separate cheshbonos, in other words. It's like he got one set of 10 animals going through and one set of 10 animals going through. And therefore, they're going to be the 10th pair is the 10th. Similar, if it's even more than that. V'monim shlosha shlosha b'chol pam. That's three at a time.
Whoa.
3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30.
20, 29, so,
but he's 30. Calling them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10. He's still calling them 1 mm-hmm. through 10. So he's got three groups, three lines of 10, as it were. Right. And each or 50, whatever. Makadesh HaKata Shiri.
Wow.
The fifth group, the 10th group, no matter how many are in that group, comes out that way.
Wow. Now, doesn't matter if they're male or female sheep, right?
Does not matter, male or female, blemished or unblemished, does not matter, as long as it's the same genre. Okay, now we'll get to another mistake. Vav, yotzu batchila shnayim, let's say two go out together, but here, umanam echad, and you called it one, just one. Two came out, he called it one. Now, the third one goes out just one, not a pair anymore. There was a pair that came out. He called the pair one. Shouldn't have done that. He should have called it 1, 2. But he called it one. Now the third one comes out.
Call it two or three?
And he calls it, Shane calls it two. Uh-huh. Should have at least called it three.
Right.
So now he's one behind, mm-hmm. as it were. He's counting one behind. Umanaka, now he's just counting regular as he's one behind.
Oh, boy.
Echad, echad. So now the one that is going to be called nine is actually 10. Right? So Harei Hachi, the one he calls nine, Veha Asiri, and the one he calls 10, Mukdashim, they're both sanctified, but now you got to add the next in between the lines if you won't understand it. Because
okay, yeah.
if at this point it would be very straightforward. The one you called nine would be the Meiser Behema. The one you called 10 is the Shlomim. But now you got to add in between the lines. And those two, 9 and 10, they got mixed up. If you don't add it in the Rambam, it doesn't make any sense. Because the next two words, Martin, won't make any sense. So if now they get mixed up,
because
then we don't, then we're back to what we had before.
Right.
So therefore, ve'yechel b'mumam, the two of them, we don't know which one's which. They have to wait for each one to get a blemish, and then you could eat them. Why? Hachi, the ninth one, but we don't know which one's the ninth. The one you called nine, which is really ten, right? Hachi, mipnei Yeshua siravad. It's for sure the tenth. Before you mixed it up, it's for sure number ten. Sharei shnaim yosef, because two went in the beginning. The fact it's called nine, it's really ten. Remember, tenth is always holy. It doesn't matter what you call it. Possession, you're going to say, one he called ten, which is really wachar, it's 11. And what happens then? Va'kori lachadus or a simon yikon 11:10. The Scottish is saying it's a shlamim k'moshe b'yarno. But the only problem is, as we read in between the lines, the two got mixed up. Since they got mixed up, we have to wait till they develop a blemish. Okay, how if you go whackbirds Zion minon l'mafreya? What if you count backwards? Kagon, for example, Shiyatza Rishon, the first one grows through the pen, Varmer Asiri, 10. You think you're blasting off a rocket. Vyatza Shedi, second one comes up, Varmichi calls it 9. All the way back, at Shiyatza Asiri till the 10th, Umana Achas, Hareza Kodesh. It's also holy.
Ooh, why? One, the last one?
Of course, the last one.
Which one you call 10?
Doesn't matter.
But we already learned yesterday that only 9 or 11 can be called 10. Nothing above or below those numbers.
It means nothing.
So therefore, it's Kodesh, as we've already said many times, Shasiri may olav niskadish. The 10th one is always holy on its own.
Even without counting.
Even without counting. If you would say nothing, it would still be. It is actually the 10th. Or you could call it 7 million. It's still the 10th one. And that's the one you stick with. Okay, now in this next halacha, if right at the end of halacha, we're going to be exposed to a very important new concept that will carry on for the next few halachas. Ches. Okay, let's look, listen carefully here. Karalachi, he calls the ninth one Asiri 10. Okay? And now nothing else happens.
Okay?
Now, we're going to speak over here, I believe, where it's only 10. There's only 10 sheep in the corral. Mm-hmm. Okay? There's only 10. There's not more than that. So now, the ninth one comes out and he calls it 10. Venisha Asiri, and 10 stays in the pen. Maybe it didn't have a mother to bleat it out. And the 10th one just sitting in the crowd. It's not going anywhere. Remember, you can't push it.
No.
Can't shove it.
No.
Let's say it's got no mother to bleat for it. And he's just sitting there. Number 10 is just sitting there. So the halacha is like follows. Hachi Yechobamono. Number 9, you eat with a mum.
Yes.
Because you called it 10 by mistake.
The 10.
Right? Vizesh Anisha Badir. And the one that stays in the pen is Meiser, is already considered Meiser. Now, really, the Rambam didn't have to say you call the ninth 10. He could have said he called the ninth 9, and then it wouldn't be Kodesh. But he's saying a Chiddush, that even though what you called 9, 10, and you never called 10, 10, still the 10th one remains Meiser, even though you didn't, even obviously, even though it didn't go out, Velo Beru, and you did not, as it were, select it, and you didn't establish the 10th. Because here's the rule, Shasiri may olav niskadish, and Rama said it before, and Allah Chazayin as well. The 10th by itself is holy after you count 9. And there's only one left in the pen. If there's many left in the pen, then we can't do anything because we don't know what it is. We got to wait for one more to come out because there's nothing more we can do. But if there's only 10, and that 10th one is there, and you know it's going to be number 10, it's automatically the holy one. Now let's take it a step further. Let's say we're waiting for that 10th one to come out, and the 10th one is so distraught it commits suicide.
Oh no.
How does she do that?
I don't know. Mesa Siri Badir. The 10th one just died. It didn't commit suicide. It just died.
Yeah,
okay, we're picking up the story. We took 9, we called number 9, number 10, and that you have to wait for it to get a blemish.
Yeah.
Number 10 is just sitting there and dies. Now the question is, has it exempted the other 9 that went through? That's the question.
Whoa.
So the question, so we say it's all good and kosher. Hachi Yeyachabu, when the 9th one is eaten when after it gets a blemish. And the first 8 that went out were counted. Piturim are potter. Here's the golden rule coming. Even though the 10th wasn't sanctified in a way that it could be brought as a korban, primarily because it died, Elamais, Kaidim Sheyotza, but it died before it came out. Here are the three big words. Shehaminyan Haro'ui Poter. That means when you have the right amount, and when the animals go out, and there's enough in the pen that you know you've got at least 10, and you know that they're going out for a just cause, meaning to say, I've got 10 to deal with. I know one of them's got to be Meiser. Even though, and the others are going out, knowing there's a 10th in the back over there. So at the time I counted, it was clear there was a 10th ready to be counted by as number 10. Even though number 10 is not counted, it still exempts. The counting that you do to the previous 9, with clear knowledge there's a 10th one in the pen, does not require the 10th one to go out and be sanctified as Kodesh. Once you have 10 that are there, that it's in theory, as they're going out, there's enough on hand that it should be sanctified at the end. So as soon as number 1 goes out, while there's 9 left, he's off the hook forever. Number 2 goes out and there's 8 left, off the hook forever. As long as when an animal goes out, we know there's enough between what went out and what's in, that Meiser will come off. Even though at the end of the day Meiser does not come out, it gets exempted by
the what would happen if they
Let's see some more cases, okay?
Maybe one of them might be
And if we don't get to yours, I'll be happy to answer yours. How's that? Fair deal?
That's more than fair.
If he remembers it.
Okay, because could be your machaving to one of the cases. There's a lot of cases of the Rambam coming up, so that's why it's potential you may think of one of them. Okay, halacha test. This is a simple one, setting up for the harder ones. Hichnis asara tloim ladir. You put 10 sheep into the pen. And you're counting them. 1, 2, 3. Now, one of the ones that have gone out already dies. So now at the end of the day, I don't really end up with 10 live animals. Yeah. I started with 10 in the pen. I counted 1, 2, 3. I'm about to count 4, and 1 commits suicide.
Outside or inside?
Outside. The one that went out already committed
suicide.
Not suicide,
but he's out for the count.
Mace echad mina minuyim. If one of them that was counted already dies, mona umashlinga, you just keep going regular, umekadesh and sanctify the 10th. Even going to say, wait a minute, this is not the 10th animal because I only have 9. No, it is, because you did count 10. It's not my problem that one of the ones you counted died outside.
After you counted.
Because once it's been counted, it's free from Meiser, because we know there's 10 over there, and it doesn't really matter what happens. It's really the reverse of the last halacha, where we had 9 came out and the 10th died.
Inside.
And that was good, so really this is all the more so. Even though there's 9 that are not alive, so you still go, and more so, the 10th will be holy. We don't say, oh, well, there's only 9. Since there's only 9, what do you want? The 10th can't be holy because we only have 9. No, but did we count 9 before we counted the 10th?
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did. And that's all that matters. Okay. Now, let's...
Even if the gate was at the edge of the cliff and every time one went out, it fell off the cliff.
Nice. It wouldn't one left, matter. It wouldn't matter. You got it. Okay. Now, let's to go with another case now. Now, a bunch of halachos here. Meis echad me'elu shebetoch ha'ir.
Hadir.
Okay, let's say there's 2 remaining in the pen. 8 went out, and there's 2 remaining in the pen. And now meis echad me'elu, and one of the 2 dies in the pen before it can go out to be counted.
Right.
So now, what's the halacha? Elu shenimnu. The ones that were counted, the previous 8, piturin. Because again, we go to the golden rule.
Right.
When you have a number that's fit for Meiser, there were 10 in the pen.
When they went out.
Each time Yishuan went out, they counted it. It was fine. Afal Pishol Hivers, even though you didn't separate them, Kamosha Biarnu. Now, obviously, if one of the 10 would die in the pen before any went out, or let's say 4 went out, and 1 died, Well, those four would be okay.
Yeah, they're puncher.
But the other ones, don't waste your time taking the others out. Because now when they go out, you don't have a combined 10 anymore because the thing is dead beforehand. But that's clear. The ones that went out, as long as when the animal goes out, if all things would go well, 10 would go out. Each time one clears and goes out, it's exempt. It's been counted. It's been dealt with. Regardless if an animal dies within the pen. Okay, now we get to really exciting cases. Oh wait, I'm not finished. What about the others that are still in the pen that didn't go out? Well, we just say game over. We're stopping the counting for out.
Right,
let's say there were more in pen. Whatever. Let's say you took four out and four or six are still in and one died. Now you leave them for another count. A couple months later. In other words, you can't use them now. You put them to the side. Let's say there's not disqualified.
Well,
five have not been counted.
Right.
We just hold on to them. 3 months later, when the next holiday comes and we're counting again, you just put them in the next batch.
So they're stopped the count and they're miserable still.
They're still miserable. Exactly.
Okay.
So if a number went out, the ones that went out, they're out of the game. They're put to their exempt. Now, one dies inside, and I don't have enough now for 10.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say there's four more, five more in there. Those five have not been counted. They require counting at a later date within this year when you have more animals to count for that. Now it gets really exciting.
Okay, so, let's see what happens.
So on that situation, though, do you wait until...
Well, we already learned that there's different rules for how much you count, but they need to be counted again in a new batch. It's like four animals that were born and have not been gone through the pen at all, and they start fresh.
Yep.
Okay, now it gets really exciting. Let's say you have 14 sheep in the pen.
It's a lucky number.
You put them all in the pen. So, and there happen to be two exits to the pen. So four go out of one exit. One, two, three, four. Boom. Okay. Now, v'yatsu shisha. Now another six go out. They are now counted by going through a different exit, the next exit. So yet four went out of exit A.
The tenth one that goes out.
Six went out of exit B.
Okay.
Hold on.
Four left.
But nothing has really been called number 10.
No.
No, 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 no. Because they're going through two different things.
That's right.
Now, we have four left. So you have four went out of one, six went out of another. Now, if the four go out through the opening that the six went out,
then you have a 10.
So what are we going to do now? No tell mehem echod. You take one out from that group, and that's going to be the one that is for Meiser. Vehulan Pitturim, and all the other animals 14. Have been exempted from the needing to get Meiser.
Yeah.
Why? So let's explain why. We go back to that golden rule.
Yeah.
When the four went out of the pen,
yeah.
Was there enough in the pen that will exempt them?
Yes.
Yes. When the six went out of the pen, was there enough in the pen to exempt them?
Yes.
Okay. So now when the four joined the six, now I've got 10 going through one. So we're going to make that the 10th one. And all 14 are exempted because it's for a minion haroi lapotrin. All right. There was enough when the four went out.
The six.
There was enough in the pen to make 10.
Yes.
When the six went out, there was still enough to make it that
and
way.
Then the four went out.
Right. So you get that. However, let's.
What if we had four
and six? Right.
Now there's
a four left. Now I got the v'miyotza elar boni. What if the four goes follows the four?
Uh oh.
Those 10, the first four and the next six, they're exempt. Because when they went out, there was plenty on hand to exempt either one. Because when he counted the first four, there was enough in the pen to finish it up. When he counted the next six, there was enough in the pen to finish it up. There was enough to fin up to make meiser. The four that are left, even though they went out of the first one, they now no longer are. When they went out, there wasn't enough. If they would have gone through the sixer hole, that would have been perfect, because 6 plus 4 is 10. Now they went out of the 4, it's 4 plus 4 is 8. That's not good for them. And they got to be recounted. Lafikach, therefore, mitzdarfin legaron acher. They have to wait for next season or whatever to do that. Okay, let's try another one. That's all very mathematical here. It works perfectly. Yotzar bar mipesach seven. We're still with 14. But this time, 4 go through one door. And 4 from another door. Okay, v'nishar shum shisha. There's 6 left. What do you know already?
No matter which gate these guys out of, they all go
the same way. 4 and the 4 that went out are for sure in the clear.
For sure.
For sure in the clear.
Now 3 and 3 were in trouble.
Now the 6 left.
They all go the same way.
If the 6 go through either one of the two gates,
everyone is okay.
No, echad meiser, you get one meiser, v'kulam, they're all putter, because they all, when they went out, it was eligible, and now the 6 matched up one, and from that one you take the meiser one.
Yeah,
however, what if you got those last 6 don't decide to all go together? Yeah. Let's say the 6 important now, simultaneously put in between the lines. In other words, 3 and 3 at the same time. And it's an important to say that. You'll see why in a minute, because otherwise it would not be so. Those 6 have to go and be for the next batch. And the 4 and 4 that went out originally, they're exempt, because when those 4 came out, there were 6 left. When the 4 went out, there was enough to add it up to 10. When the other 4 went out, there was enough to add 10. But when the 3 and 3 go out, there were 6 left. Now, I specifically said 3 went out simultaneously. Why did I say that? Because if it wasn't simultaneously, then not all 6 would have a problem. Let's say you have 4 and 4, okay? Now, there's 6 left. First of the 6 goes into either one. That will already be off the hook. You know why? Because in either one it went, there's still 5 left behind, right, and will add to 10. So it would have been in the clear. You see, if it's 4 and 4 out, there's 6 left. If we're not talking about simultaneous,
right,
and let's say 1 goes up to either one before the other 5 do, well, that one is now in a group of 5, and there's 5 behind. So this one's off the hook. So for the Rambam to say that all 6 have to be counted again can only be when all 3 have gone simultaneously.
All 3.
Okay, Yud Aleph is pretty much the same thing. Let's say you have 19 in the pen. 9 go through one door. 9 go through another door. So now, right away, you know what's going to happen. There isn't any doubt. You don't have to do anything now. Does the 19th have to go anywhere?
He can go anywhere he wants.
It doesn't have to go anywhere.
It's already done. He can die.
You take the last one. In other words, wherever it goes, that's going to be meiser.
Bingo.
And all the rest are potter.
So
why?
He can die.
Yes, sha'os natisha, because the 9 that went out from either one, nimna minyan aray, was already counted in a proper way. There was enough left behind to make it be 10.
But if the rest of them die in the pen, no one else goes out.
No, we said 9 went out one, 9 went out the other.
No one else goes out.
No,
there's one left.
Oh, there's only one left.
It's 19. 9 plus 9 is 1.
One gets left.
So once that one is left, it's game over. We don't have to
die.
It could die. It could be anything. Everybody is pay iron dollar. Fine and dandy. Okay. Okay, let's do one more little one. You'd base. What are these counting? And the sheep takes its head, and the majority's body goes through the pen, but the minority didn't go out. And then what does it do? Because then it pops back inside the pen. What's its status now? Harehu kamoni luchalav. It's considered counted. It's done. No matter, as long as you can recognize it from the others, and you just not mixing up with the others, you are okay. Let's stop it over here for today. Got three little halachas. Ooh.
And then what?
Okay, that's only going to take about 3 minutes.
What, are you going to do Shkagos next time?
Yeah, we're going to do Shkagos. We're going to have to break up the tape.
What is
one little tape for 5 minutes.
What is a Shkagos?